Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Karen Marie Campbell of The Spirit Within You with my fabulous co-host, Monica Berkerstaff, certified aromatherapist and herbalist, and you're listening to our monthly show titled Ask the Aromatherapist. And this show I'm very, very, very excited about because it's about giving you knowledge of the Egyptians and the oils that they used and some of their beauty secrets. There are many, but we're going to share a few with you today. And as always, we are very grateful that you are listening to the show. And these shows are strictly designed to educate and inform you so that you can make the choices you need to make for your body being whole and complete. And so I'm going to allow Monica to jump in and give us her insight and her brilliance. Monica, how are you today?
I am wonderful, Karen Marie. Good morning. Namaste, and good morning to all of my soulful spirits out there who are tuned in and turned up and ready to learn about one of my obsessions, the ancient beauty secrets of Queen Cleopatra. Queen Cleopatra literally has been one of my obsessions for the last 25 years. Let's say she's a 25-year obsession. Ever since I was in college at Vassar, I started studying her. I have always been intrigued by not only by her mind and her powerful influence at that time, especially for a woman, but I've always been intrigued by her allure. She literally could get anyone to do anything for her. And when you consider that, at the time that she transitioned, she was only 39 years old. So she had the power, what we call now the it factor. She had that from a teenager. So before we get started and before we jump in, I want to, for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, I am Monica Bickerstaff, and I am a clinical certified holistic health practitioner with expertise as a certified aromatherapist and master herbalist. And if you enjoy what we are sharing with you today, this show today is going to be fun. It's literally meant to educate you and edify you and exalt you. And if you like what you're hearing and if you would like to learn more about either me or some of the beauty rituals that we will be sharing today, you can contact me through email at sistersage888@aol.com. And I love to get more friends on Facebook. You can find me at Monica Bickerstaff on Facebook. So as we always begin our calls, we like to start with our cleansing breath, our Ujjayi breath. So if you would please join me with your feet firmly grounded, back straight, shoulders back. We're just going to inhale from our root chakra and take that breath, inhale all the way to the crown, and then release. So join me, please. Deeply inhale. 2, 3, 4, And exhale, 2, 3, 4. This is a way where we can totally be relaxed and we can receive the information. And if you have questions, please call in or type in if you are a member of our Facebook group and event group. Type your questions in. We'll see them and we will answer them. So, Karen Marie, what is it that you have always been interested in learning about Queen Cleopatra?
The scents and fragrance she used to enchant individuals with.
Okay, I have that. Believe it or not, I have everything from information. As I said, this has been a 25-year obsession for me, so I have actually done research. I have everything from how she straightened her hair to nail color that she used to the essential oils, the fragrance that she used to allure and enchant. And one of the a quote that I want to share with you is by written by historian Cassius Dio. And in that day, you have a lot of orators, a lot of what we know today as griots, where the history, the information about people and what they were like, about our early journalists at that time, fact providers, they were actually witnesses to events, and they documented these events. So one of the Greek historians, Cassius Dio, wrote about Queen Cleopatra. She was a woman of surpassing beauty, and when she was in the prime of her youth, she was most striking. Queen Cleopatra possessed a most charming voice and knowledge of how to make herself agreeable to everyone. Being brilliant to look upon and to listen to, with the power to subjugate everyone, she was renowned for her intellect, and she spoke 9 languages fluently. So there's so much to learn about this queen, but who knows, we might have parts 2 and 3. But today, for our purposes, we're going to talk about beauty. It's a great time. It's spring. It's time to renew, rejuvenate, revamp our spring tune-ups. So let's get going. All right. So one of the things that she did daily was Queen Cleopatra would take a milk bath, and this was not your ordinary milk. She would actually bathe in the milk of young donkeys, and she would add almond oil and honey to the bath. It's very interesting because as I share these beauty secrets with you, you will find that many of the translations, and this is over 5,000 years ago, many of us incorporate into our own rituals and practices today. We've all heard of a milk bath. Now, I know we probably won't be going out and extracting milk from young donkeys, but milk baths are very popular now. And the almond oil and the honey are both anti-aging skin protectors. So that is one of the reasons why she was very, very careful with her skin, perhaps because of the climate, but she was very, very strict about when she would make her outdoor appearances to her public. She was very strict about the type of lighting that she maintained within the walls of her palace. So she was very, very protective of her skin. One of the ways that she tanned her skin naturally, now the sun rays were powerful then, but perhaps not as powerful as they are now. We work very, very hard to protect our skin now. she had a secret to actually tan her face, and she would tan her face, neck, décolletage, and her shoulders. And she would do this, she called this the grape facial. With green grapes, she would crush the green grapes and then mix the pulp with honey, and that mixture on her skin in those specific areas for 15 minutes. And then she would rinse with a very cool rose water. Cleopatra was very, very enamored with the rose, the actual flower, the rose. So a lot of her beauty rituals you will see contain actual rose petals or rose extract or crushed rose, and a lot of her beauty rituals contain honey. 3 times a week, she was known to exfoliate her skin with sea salt. Again, the sea salt mixture with honey. She would have one of her maid servants literally exfoliate from head to toe 3 times a week. And again, then she would rinse her body in a cool rose water. To maintain her beautiful glowing complexion, Queen Cleopatra would use apple cider vinegar as a toner for her face. So I have not been able to find too much research that she actually cleansed her face with like what we do now with soaps and so forth and different types of cleansers. What she did was she would actually enhance and cleanse her face with rose water. And then as a toner, she would apply the apple cider vinegar diluted with just a regular warm water, use it as a toner for her face and for her neck. And as we know, and as I can share with you, apple cider vinegar is wonderful for helping to establish and, as I call it, recalibrate your pH balance, maintain that pH balance on your skin as well as internally. So apple cider vinegar was one of the beauty components that Queen Cleopatra incorporated into her daily ritual. I've had many people over the years ask me and request of me to research this following information. And they wanted to know, well, one, when we see either the parchment etchings of Queen Cleopatra or sculptures that were made in her likeness or her alleged likeness, a lot of times we see her with the kind of like the straight blunt bob, as we would call it now, but that's the straight black hair with the bangs. That was actually her palace hair. When she was in the fields with her warriors, not in battle, but surveying, she would wear a different type of headdress and her hair would be concealed. But for the palace, she had what I call her palace hair, which is that look that we are very, very familiar with. And people have asked me to research, okay, was that her real hair or was that some sort of ornament? Yes and no. So at times she would wear what we know today as a wig, and it would be made of either horsetail or donkey tail hair and styled and maintained. But for her natural hair, she would actually straighten her hair with a compound of honey and castor oil. And she would leave that mixture in her hair that would naturally texturize and straighten her hair. And it would also provide a protective layer of moisture to protect her hair and prevent it from drying in that particular climate. So again, we see honey as one of her main staples in her beauty regime. We see everything from her knowledge and her obsession with maintaining her looks and her beauty, from tanning her skin with the green grape facial to maintaining the soft luster of her skin with her milk baths and her rose water. Cleopatra was also known to use fragrance in her palace to kind of set the mood. One thing that she definitely did was she would burn dried resins, and the resins that she was partial to included frankincense, amber, myrrh, and cinnamon bark. So she would burn these dried resins throughout the palace. And I have found through my research that not only was Queen Cleopatra passionate about body care and makeup, but overall in general, and perhaps this was her influence, the ancient Egyptians were very, very passionate about good looks, anti-aging remedies, body care, and as well as body health and maintenance of the body temple. So we learn a lot. In fact, we have learned much about aromatherapy and its original origins from ancient Egypt. So it's just, to me, it's just incredible how you have something that's in place for 5,000 years and we can still reap the wellness and beauty benefits of aromatherapy and of some of Queen Cleopatra's beauty rituals. Essential oils, now this is where I'm going to answer Karen's question. What was the scent that she used as part of her allure? Because as I read in the quote earlier by the Greek historian Dio, she did have the power and the ability to subjugate anyone who came into her presence. In other words, she got what she wanted from anyone. And she, at the time, being such a young queen and being a female, she ruled over men. She got what she wanted. I want some of that. So I researched the scent that she would use. She would have her body massaged twice daily by her maid servants, and the essential oils that she used were rose and jasmine. Rose and jasmine. And she planted fresh rose bushes and gardenias outside of her boudoir windows. So that was always in the area of her boudoir. That was always the fragrance that you would receive, rose and gardenia. The fragrance that she would wear, she would have these fragrances massaged twice daily into her body by her maidservants, were rose and jasmine. Henna was very popular during that time. And not only did she use henna as a hair color mixed with olive oil to color and texturize her hair, she would also use henna as a nail polish. And she would blend the, crush the powder. Henna is a powder. And she would have someone apply the powder to her nail bed, and then they would seal it with a mixture of lemon juice and sugar. That's how they would seal the color on her nails. I don't know if she did her toenails, but I know that she did her fingernails. One of her, I guess, one of the, I would say, one of the, she would often treat herself to, and she would have this delivered. Now, think again, this actually had to be shipped into her. But the Dead Sea clay. The Dead Sea clay is high in concentration of calcium, magnesium, bromide, potassium, and it slows down and prevents skin from aging. So she would literally have delivered to her from or by some of her warriors the Dead Sea clay, and she would apply that, have that applied to her body as well. And again, everything that she used for her body care, as far as cleansing and as far as toning, was fragrance with rose oil or rose petals. I have a love story I'd like to share. As you know, Queen Cleopatra had a wonderful romance, a long-term romance, that actually produced three children, a set of twins and a son, with Captain Mark Antony. And whenever he would return from battle, she would have her servants line his passageway from the entrance of the palace to her boudoir with fresh rose petals. So he would come home to her walking on a bed of fresh rose petals, and she would receive him in her boudoir. And that's where she would also burn sandalwood and patchouli. So these are just a few of not only the beauty secrets, but also the secrets of her allure. If you've tuned in to the show that Karen and I did last month on aphrodisiacs, you will know from the information that we shared with you that patchouli is a high libido booster, especially for men. And jasmine essential oil is a very strong allure for women. And so we see throughout Queen Cleopatra's beauty rituals and throughout her life that she used jasmine, patchouli, rose. These are some of the fragrances and some of the essential oils that she used. So do we have any questions, Karen? Do you have any questions?
Well, one of the questions that we had was in regards to the rose petals and the rose oil, what method did they use back in the ancient Egyptian to distill or extract from the petals, the actual oil?
That's something that I would actually have to research and come back to you with. And in fact, I will post that information in our event page, because there were two methods, both very rudimentary, not very complicated. One was literally crushing the petals over time, and the fresh petals, not dried, fresh petals. But what I want to come back with you is with the information on actually how long it actually took to get even 1 ounce of that precious rose essential oil by their methods of extraction.
That would be beautiful to know what the method of extraction was back then and what is currently used now, because I know that rose essential oil, therapeutic rose essential oil and therapeutic jasmine oil is extremely expensive. One of the reasons is due to the amount of petals that is in the case of rose oil that is required to make 1 ounce of rose oil, and that's how precious it is. So
yes.
I would love for you to get the answer of what they used back then and what they're currently using now.
Yes, definitely.
And Monica, where can you our listeners reach out to you for any questions they have in wanting to know more about essential oils and how to use them for their body temples, whether they want to use it like Cleopatra did, which is for her beauty regimen, or they wanted to use it for health reasons? Because as you know, on this show, we always speak responsibly on why you would work with a certified aromatherapist to support you with your health challenges on here in your body temple.
Yes. So for myself, I am a certified holistic health practitioner. I have a clinical background. So that means that I work specifically with diagnosing any type of distress that you may have in your body temple, and I recommend aromatherapy therapies and herbal therapies to help make you more comfortable. This I do with my background and also in consult with whatever protocol you are receiving through your medical, your standard doctor. If you are interested in working with me or finding out more about essential oils or herbs or how holistic therapies can help enhance your life and your lifestyle, you can reach out to me at sistersage888@aol.com, or please look me up on Facebook at Monica Bickerstaff, or feel free to text me at 702-219-0084.
Thank you, Monica. And if so, any of you listeners would like to know how to purchase the essential oils, you can call me, Karen Marie Campbell, at 702-658-2257. Again, 702-658-2257. You can also visit us at www.thespiritu.com. And that's you as in universe, not Y-O-U. So peace and blessings to you all. And once again, Monica, thank you for this show. It was amazing as always. The information you give out is brilliant. So thank you.
You are very welcome, and have a beautiful weekend.